Sander and Nagi had been unable to decipher the parchment he found on the jungle island. And Sander believes that he may be hidden at the ruined temple to which the yogi has told he must go. Curiously also, the mysterious Mira has asked Sander to help her find the parchment hidden in a ruined temple. The present act opens in the observatory of Ito. It is evening.
Chandu, the magician.
What time did you tell Chandler to come here tonight, Mira?
At 10 o'clock, Beatrice.
I hope you have convinced him of your good faith.
I've told him exactly what you've taught me each time we have discussed the ruined temple.
Then do you believe the time has come to reveal its location?
Yes, Beatrice.
You have made sure he knows you are a beautiful woman.
I have done my best, Beatrice.
Very well. What reason did you give Chandler for asking him to come here when you have steadfastly refused to discuss this matter here at the palace?
I told him the location of the ruined temple was shown on a map which was too large to be broken from the wall without attracting your attention.
Good. Mira, I have changed my plan about Chandler.
Mira, you're not thinking of admitting him to the mystery?
No, but I have decided to permit him to look into the hall of the Azure Light.
But unbelievers are never taken there.
I have a reason, Mira.
But Princess Nagi has not yet been brought here to the palace.
Once Chandra has gone to the temple, we may summon Nagi to the palace to complete her initiation.
And what am I to tell Mrs. Chandra about the Hall of the Azure Light?
You are to pretend you are taking him there in secret.
Am I to take him there while the ceremony is in progress?
Yes. Now, I will leave you alone. Chandler should be here very soon.
Why not leave by the other door, Beatrice? You might meet him.
Yes, I will go this way.
Her Highness, Princess Nagi, and Mr. Chandler, who is wise in the ways of folly, but not wise enough to understand the ways of a woman. Come here, Mr. Chandler.
Good evening, Mira.
Good evening.
Jesus is really gone?
Well, he's not left the palace.
But I thought you said it would be dangerous for you if I came here to discuss this matter with you when Jesus was at home.
Oh, but he will not return for hours. He's engaged in... I shouldn't tell you this, but he's engaged in a secret ceremony in the hall of the Azure Light.
There's a room in this palace by that name?
Why, yes. Did you ever hear of it?
No, it was only... But you were going to tell me the location of the ruined temple, where you believe the parchment is hidden.
Oh, yes. But, oh, I'm afraid it may be terribly dangerous, Mr. Chandler.
Never mind. Show me the map.
It's this one hanging over here on the wall. You see this town, Rosari?
Is the temple near there?
It is not far. You remember a narrow cart track that winds through the mountain past a stone grotto?
No, I don't. But it's been years since I've been in Java.
Oh, well, as soon as you pass the grotto, you must turn sharply to the left. You must leave your horse there and proceed on foot.
Is there a path?
There is a jungle trail, kept open, some people say, by superhuman power. No one ever goes to this temple now, and still the trail is never overgrown with jungle plants, as one would naturally suppose.
And no one knows it's there.
Well, there may be some of the natives who know it is there. But they wouldn't approach the temple for all the jewels in the world. Oh, Mr. Chandler, I'm sorry I ever asked you to go. I know it is too dangerous. I ask you now to give it up.
Of course I'll go. Just let me make a small pencil sketch of this part of the map.
But you will not attempt to go alone.
I thought of taking Geoffrey Marshall. Do you think Dietrich would permit him to go?
Permit him? Do you think Mr. Marshall is not free to come and go as he pleases?
But he is not, is he?
Well, no, Mr. Chandler. Oh, how wise you are. I wonder if, after all...
What are you thinking?
I wish I could show you the ceremony in the Hall of the Azure Light. I will show you. There's a place in which we can look in unseen.
But Beatrice might discover you've taken me there.
Oh, no, he will not. He'll be absorbed in the ceremony. Come quickly while they're still in progress. Through this door. Now along this corridor. You have to step carefully. Here, down these steps.
How musty it is. This must be...
Look. From here you can see the sound.
Let the prince of ancient Lemuria stand before the sacred temple. Thou art about to take the first of the seven steps which will bring thee into possession of the ancient sacred.
It's mine.
But I tell you, Petrus, all this is against my will.
By the three names of the ancient gods, he who exists, he who possesses, and he who beholds, I command thee to cease thy efforts to break the spell of Lemuria.
I care nothing for the laws of Lemuria. I only want to be free.
Prince of Lemuria, thou hast taken the place of another.
I can't let him go on with this.
Silence!
Where thou wilt not further attempt to escape thy destiny.
I won't. You can't make me promise.
Where is?
I know what you're doing. You're trying to drive me insane. Let me go. Let me go.
Never shalt thou see the light of day until thou hast yielded to the law.
No! No! Hey, Peter, you big geese, let me go, why don't you? You ought to have a...
What's that?
Oh, Chandler, Peter's gonna kill him.
How can I get in there?
There's a door here, Mr. Chandler. But Peter...
Never mind. Go back upstairs. Then he'll never know you've been out of this observatory tonight. Stop, Peter. Stop.
Uncle Frank, you've got Mr. Marshall in here.
So... It is to be war between us, Mr. Chandler.
Yes. And since we've gone so far, I'll tell you this. No matter what influence you think you have over Nazi, I'm going to take her away from Java, and you'll never see her again.
Neither you nor any man can interfere in the workings of the law.
We'll see about that. Come with me, Marshal. Where's the door, Betty?
Right over here.
You are alarmed because you have not heard from Robert?
Oh, no, not exactly alarmed. It does seem as if it's been a long time since I've heard from him, though. Oh, I mustn't think of that.
I know he's...
Oh, Bobby! What have you and Betty been?
Oh, Mother, you'll never guess what's happened. Never in 1,000 years.
Good evening, Mr. Marshall.
And Lou, what has happened?
Bob, you...
Well, we are sorry.
Yes, but
How you found your way into that room and all the rest of it.
Well, gee, you don't think I should have just stood there and let Beatrice put the V on Mr. Marshall without...
What is all this?
Well, you see, Mother, Betty and I thought we'd...
Uncle Frank, we thought if Beatrice really was at the head of a band of jewel thieves, maybe...
Band of jewel thieves?
Well, we thought maybe this Lemurian stuff was just a lot of baloney to cover up what he really was doing in Java.
How long have you been following this theory of yours?
Ever since Bob discovered that star on the roof spelling out messages in code.
Oh, you discovered that, did you, Bob?
Sure I did. We thought maybe we could find out about the jewels and tell you, and then...
Oh, Frank, it's just another one of their schemes to help you. Let's be glad it isn't any more serious.
We don't know how serious this may prove to be, Doc. You see, I was watching that ceremony from a little grilled window.
Tom, do. You saw the ceremony of blood and fire?
No, Nadia, not that. What was the name of the ceremony, Mr. Marshall?
I don't know. Petrus came to my room and took me down to the Hall of the Azure Light.
The Hall of the Azure Light?
Yes, Your Highness. It's a huge room, 2 stories in height, lighted only by a star-shaped blue lamp in the ceiling. Not supposed to be seen by anyone who hasn't begun to learn the 7 sacred mysteries of Lemuria.
Yes. You mean you and Bobby actually went into that room?
Well, yes, Mother.
Frank, where were you all this time?
I've been up in the observatory with Mira, looking at some of Petrus' maps.
You don't mean to say Mira took you down to the Hall of the Azure Light, Mr. Chandler?
Yes, although Beatrice didn't know it.
And was Beatrice mad?
Oh, what have you and Betty Lou done? Perhaps you have made it impossible for Chandu to finish the work for which he came to Java.
Frank, if Beatrice has convinced you're his enemy now, how was it he permitted Mr. Marshall to come here with you?
I think it was just a gesture of contempt. I said something about bringing Jeffrey here, and he didn't even reply.
Oh, you mustn't go back there, Mr. Marshall. Frank... Why can't we keep him here?
Perhaps we can. I'm planning to take you with me to the temple, you know, Jeffrey.
I'll be glad to go, Mr. Chandler. If I can.
When are you going, Frank?
Tomorrow.
Chandu, will you speak to me in your study for one moment alone?
Of course, Marty. Excuse us, won't you?
Of course.
Chandu, for the third time, I ask you to do something for me because you have said you love me.
Nazi, what is it, dear?
Please give up this trip to the ruined temple.
But...
please. Because I asked you. No, it is not that I am a sorcerer, but only a woman.
But I can't. You'll give...
Chandu, there are many things known to the soul when it can, for a moment, escape the bondage of the body. You know these.
I know, Nazi, but...
I must tell you what I saw as I lay asleep last night. You were standing in a small clearing in a jungle before the altar of the ruined temple.
It must be the temple the yogi men.
Oh, I do not know. Except that you must not go there. There is a spirit of evil all about it.
But, Nazi, if the key to the cipher is really there, I must go there. It may be the only way to defeat people. You understand what that means, Nazi.
But what, Chandu?
I'm even beginning to think Dimitri is not dead after all.
Oh, no. You have told me how Dimitri jumped into the sea.
I know. And yet, even after we'd seen his body disappear in the black water, we all heard a mocking laugh as if... well, I won't go on. But I know now I must go to the ruined temple and find the secret it conceals.
No, you must not go. I tell you, Chandu, I saw over the altar of the ruined temple the black wings of death.